This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. There are plenty of reasons for people to visit downtown Burlington. A concert along the riverfront, a classic car show down Jefferson Street, a movie at the Capitol Theater. Supporters hope the latest addition will bring people downtown to admire the city's architecture and its history by spotlighting it. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott reports.
Joanne Beckman of Burlington was not supposed to be in town Friday night.
You are right. I was supposed to be in Kansas City for a high school football game, and I opted to go tomorrow instead because I did not want to miss this.
This was the opening of the Downtown Burlington Lightscape Project. Volunteers raised roughly $300,000 over 5 years to add exterior lights to 6 downtown church steeples and a couple other buildings. They hope this will lead residents to reconnect with the historic buildings and for tourists to spend a little more time exploring the downtown at night. Beckman, her sister, and 3 of their friends watched the lights turn on from the corner of 4th and Washington Streets. They joined a couple hundred people at the intersection, with many more watching from other best viewing locations throughout the downtown. Beckman had a pretty good idea of what to expect.
Have you seen St. John's steeple?
No, I haven't at night.
Okay,
no.
That was lit 6 years ago, and it is so beautiful. And now, we got a preview of this the other night accidentally, and it is gorgeous.
How'd you pull that off?
It was accidental. We'd happened to drive down through town, and they were tweaking everything, and we just got to see it.
Beckman and her group sat on an elevated asphalt parking lot. They had clear views of several sites, First Congregational Church, St. Paul's Catholic Church, and the Des Moines County Heritage Center. At 9 p.m., the church bell started to toll.
What do you think?
It's neat. That is, oh, look. Oh, golly. I gotta see St. Paul's from the corner. Oh, look at that.
That's the type of reaction Gretchen Miller wanted to hear. Miller chairs the Lightscape Committee. She says she volunteered to do so to give something back to her city. She says the lighting of St. John's Church in 2010 inspired the Lightscape Project.
My husband and I have traveled in Europe and seen many churches in Italy and France and many of the countries that are lit, and we just feel like they're so beautiful, and we wanted to show off our town. We have beautiful architecture, and we're like a little Midwestern European town.
Miller says the committee has big plans for the future, namely the lighting of the bridge across the Mississippi River. It also hopes to eventually light up Snake Alley. As for this project, the lights will come on each night. They'll be kept fairly dim during the week and turned on to full strength during weekends. Miller says the properties will see a roughly $20 per month increase in their electric bills. Pastor Jim Francisco of the First Congregational Church feels that's a small price to pay for what the project gives back to the community.
The churches downtown came together in 1850 and decided to build all the churches downtown, which is very unusual. And so we just wanted to continue that community involvement and be part of the church community.
Francisco sensed an energy in the downtown Friday night that he does not always feel. He says he hopes that continues thanks to the Lightscape. For Joanne Beckman of Burlington, who we heard from earlier, the lighting ceremony took her back to her youth, hanging out with friends and family on a Friday night.
Well, it brings back memories. We used to do this frequently. You don't anymore, but it gives you a nice feeling to know there's an excuse to come.
And Beckman, her sister, and their friends took advantage of their night out. Instead of going back to their cars after the lights came on, they hiked up the 4th Street Hill to get a closer look at St. Paul's Catholic Church, laughing, talking, and pointing at the freshly lit downtown along the way. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.